Another decision awaits the Food and Drug Administration. It's whether to let people buy a popular cholesterol-lowering drug without a prescription. A committee is meeting today to take up that question, and NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on what they'll be considering.
Alastair Wood headed the last FDA advisory committee to consider whether a cholesterol-lowering statin drug should be available without a prescription. Although the overall vote went against the drug, Wood voted in favor.
Many of the people who are known to have high cholesterol are not currently receiving current therapy, and that was one of the things that came out in the previous hearing.
If lovastatin, also known as Mevacor, were to be available over the counter, people who know they have high cholesterol wouldn't have to go back to a physician to get a prescription or a renewal. They could even start by having their cholesterol checked directly at a pharmacy or by using a home kit. Overall, Wood says, over-the-counter lovastatin could make a difference by lowering LDL, the so-called bad cholesterol.
If we could reduce America's LDL cholesterol level by even a few points on average, that would have a fairly significant effect on the population's health as a whole.
Pregnant women shouldn't take the drug. The risks for others are rare: liver problems and muscle weakness. Manufacturer Merck has prepared a label saying who should take the drug and when people should stop taking it. But in a briefing statement for committee members, FDA staffers expressed concern about people being able to figure out if they really need the drug and if they'd use it correctly. Some consumer advocates are concerned as well. For one, they say a doctor should really do the cholesterol test and, if the level is high, determine what to do next. Stephen Finlay is a healthcare analyst with Consumers Union.
As with every medicine, you want to balance the benefits and the risks. And we believe that for some populations of patients, the risks of taking a statin every day for months and potentially years on end is going to be greater than the benefit they will get from the drug.
There's also a question of whether an over-the-counter version will save money. A spokesman for GlaxoSmithKline, which would market the drug for Merck, says the company is planning to charge $1 to $1.50 a day, the price of a fast food hamburger, he says. Stephen Finlay of Consumers Union says the prescription version costs the same, or even much less if you get the generic version.
It's generally available at chain drugstores for $30 per month, and it's available as a $4 generic from Walmart and Target.
Meanwhile, the nation's cholesterol levels aren't looking too bad. They've reached a goal set for the year 2010. According to a study released yesterday by the National Center for Health Statistics, the average total cholesterol number is now below 200. Above 200 is where people are supposed to start doing things like changing their diets or taking drugs. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.